Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Are you ready for Marchand's revenge, Keith?
No, I'll be honest. I'll be honest with you. I'm not ready for that. It was quite a night. Quite a scene at the old TD Garden, Jones. Oh. The house that Marchand built.
Oh, he's got the most multi-point games in TD Garden history.
Had another one.
That was one they had to
Off the rip.
Do some real game notes research for last night.
No, it was a big to-do yesterday. And Jones, you know me. I'm dug in on this. I hold a grudge with the best of them. And the man told me to pound sand. So I'm not going to celebrate anything he's ever going
to
do after.
He told you to pound sand.
Yeah.
He told your bosses to maybe move on from you.
Yeah. So he's mad at them, too.
He's mad at everybody.
Yeah.
Is what
Although
it
they
was.
Just may be late to the message. So we'll see. We'll wait. He may eventually get what he wants.
A lot of revenge around these parts lately. This is a more tearful revenge last night.
Not a dry eye in the house, Jones.
This featured a real ugly cry from Marchand last night. Much more emotional, many more tears than Mike Vrabel's revenge. Mm-hmm. In Nashville. But Marchand does get his revenge last night. Panthers win 4-3 over the Bruins. Maybe he already had his revenge by raising the cup and skating around with that a year ago.
It's true.
But a 4-3 victory for the Panthers in a game that I really don't know how the Bruins lost it.
They're the Bruins.
Other than they're just so predictably chokers in spots like that you could feel it coming. I tweeted this out after the game. The only thing that surprised me is that Marchand didn't get the winner.
No, that's a great point.
When the Bruins tied it, I'm like, this is all trending for Marchand getting the winner in overtime, 4-on-4. He's going to snipe one. Like, I could feel it in my plums.
Yes.
That's how the game was going to end.
Yeah.
And it's not quite how it ended, but you knew they were going to choke that thing away.
But after Geeky scored, and it's so late in the game, and you're thinking, all right, at least you're going to break this pointless streak. You're going to at least get on the board here. And I didn't have faith they were going to win in overtime. They didn't even get to overtime. Anyway, and then, how many times did you watch the last goal? I think I watched the last goal like 20 times. I'm still trying to like figure it all out.
Oh, well, I have some takes on that on that goal if you'd like. And you guys can jump in all day long here on Jones and Keefe, 617-779-7937, reacting to Brad Marchand's return to TD Garden. We'll be forecasting the Celtics season today. Pure Hoops with Terp.
Oh, yeah. They tip off tonight.
At high noon. Celtics get the season started. Pretty good opener last night between OKC and Houston. Yeah. It never ended.
Yeah.
I stayed up late watching that. I didn't even make it really all that far into the Warriors and the Lakers because Houston and the Thunder kept going and going last night.
So Thunder Rockets.
A lot of NBA talk on a Would You Rather Wednesday on Jones and Keefe. We'll do some Would You Rathers at 11:30. Lots of Patriots in the show as well. You'll hear Mike Vrabel live at 1 o'clock as the Patriots get ready for the Browns this weekend. Maybe he'll discuss some of his revenge on Tennessee. Plus, Joe Mazzulla or a serial killer who said
mm-hmm.
it. Ed Gein's version is what I'm referring to. It's Joe Mazzulla or a serial killer who said it. It's Ed Gein's version.
Ed Gein, a lot of popularity, a lot of rebirth for Ed Gein
from the Netflix series.
Yeah, that
is the case.
Of course, the inspiration behind Psycho, Silence of the Lambs, and Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
What a career.
Or Celtics head coach Joe Mazzulla, who said it. So we'll play that. So we need people, and we have a giveaway too, Jones. This is very exciting.
Correct.
It's not just for funds, although it's always for funds. But this also is something that you can win as well.
This is true. If you want to score a pair of tickets to see Matt Rife at TD Garden, which I believe is on New Year's Eve, correct, Billy? Thumbs
Ooh,
up.
New Year's Eve show. Also, New Matt Rife.
New Year's Eve show at the Garden, Matt Rife. Just make sure you're listening at 11 o'clock today for Who Said It, Joe Mazzulla, or a serial killer, Ed Gein's version. What were you going to say about Matt Rife?
I was going to say, Matt Rife is very funny. Also, we talked about him not that long ago because he's the dude that bought all the stuff, like the Annabelle dolls and
Conjuring.
All that stuff. Yes.
Oh, he's that guy.
Yeah.
How about that?
I don't know if he's going to bring it with him to the show. I would hope not, but maybe he'll have all that stuff as well.
So make sure you're listening at 11 o'clock to play along. Lots of Celtic stuff with the opener tonight. We can react to Wick earlier today. I heard Wick had a nice whip upstairs is what I, that was the direct report from Terp when he walked.
Terp said he had a nice whip upstairs.
Wick's got a nice whip. Is exactly what he said.
Did he have a driver waiting for him?
I don't know.
Did Wick drive himself?
Did you witness it, Billy?
Oh, I saw the whip.
Did you see it? Was there a driver?
No driver.
Oh, he drove himself?
Not nice.
He's a back into my spot kind of guy.
His dad doesn't drive him around?
No,
he doesn't.
Irv
isn't just driving around? Okay, interesting.
Jones is just a regular guy. Just like you and me.
Nice.
Yeah. So
I
pull
it, I'm like, that car does not belong here.
Yeah, no, seriously.
It was beautiful. Like it was even in the rain, even on a gray, cloudy, rainy day.
Look, it popped.
Just looked amazing.
He didn't park in the back lot. He wasn't down here.
I wouldn't chance it with the never-ending construction over there.
That's a good point.
I'm just waiting for every day when I drive in and out of the parking lot for a Final Destination scene with like one of those pipes going through my windshield. Every day, I'm like, that's going to be the day.
I'm always afraid.
They're always swinging around at like a dumpster. Like, why is the dump? Like, bring the trash down. Don't bring the dumpster up. Every day, swinging this giant dumpster like this.
I was afraid the gate's going to get me.
Oh, the gate could get you.
The gate is very
faulty. Peel out through the gate.
I'm very afraid of the gate.
Like you're playing Paperboy on Friday every single day going into this this parking lot.
Good job by Wick parking upstairs. That's not the owner of the Boston Celtics. That's why he's acting like it, but not the owner of the Boston Celtics.
No.
He was on the Greg Hill Show today if you missed any of it. Odyssey app, AUDACY. Get that on your phone. It's free.
Yep.
It's easy. You can take it with you wherever you go. Anyway, I have some thoughts on that last goal, Keith.
Okay.
What a way to choke it away.
Oh, my God.
It was like the
timing combined with the like flukiness of the goal is wild.
So it's 3-3.
Yep.
Bruins tie it up at 18:29, minute and a half to go.
Geeky will get his nose in there. I like Geeky.
Geeky gets the goal.
Geeky's good.
Mittelstadt, great pass. He had a couple of great feeds last night. Yeah. You're like, okay, here we go. I mean, they're going to lose in overtime, but here we go. They'll get their point. And then Panthers hit the post. It deflects in off Peak Skate, which is just wild and ridiculous. And how often do you see it? I flipped over to Nesson last night after the game, Keith. Our guy Razor was on the broadcast. On the post game.
Oh, really? Did he say Bruins won?
Well, no. Both he and Peterson there after the game, Barry Peterson, are talking about how, well, they had real rough travel back from the West Coast. So, like, obviously some heavy legs to start this one. There was a lot of that.
He said that
on
all the
post-game
time.
Show.
When he used to talk to us before he bailed on us, he used to talk about all that at the first home game after a road trip, basically chalk it up as a loss.
Well,
so it's like the road trip's tough, and then when you get home, like that game, forget about that game.
Well, it's
like,
hard to play on the road, but then when you first get back home, that's a scheduled loss.
So it's like all
never
the road
mind
games-
if you ever play a matinee, that's a scheduled loss. Never mind back to back scheduled
point.
Loss.
Yeah.
I mean, the whole how do teams even win more than 50% of their games?
I don't think they can.
Listening to some of these people,
the travel schedule's a nightmare.
But I flipped over and Razor, outside of making excuses for them, made the point: you never see a puck deflect in off where it deflected in from. I mean, peaks just below the circle.
I watched it like 10 times. I was like, what is it? Now I have bad eyesight. But it's still, I was trying to figure that out.
True.
It's wild.
So the puck just like, bounces in off his skate, which is wild anyways. And then you have Swayman, who I think thought he was beat on the first shot, give up, stand up, like kind of mail it in a tie game after he's bailed out by the post, wasn't in position. So the deflection was able to beat him from out by the circle. Like I think Swayman has a lot of fault and guilt on that goal.
A lot of explaining to do.
At least he should.
Yeah, I know. And then you also had like Reinhardt swimming in there and like he had a stick up. And that's like the first time I watched it, I'm like, did he even touch
stick?
It? Like, could they review that? Or like, did he touch it? Or like, whatever. And it was kind of a bang bang play. But yeah, that's just devastating. To not get a point when the game is tied with such little time remaining in the game And yeah, that's a tough look for Swayman for sure. And also, like, regardless of travel, and, you know, make what you want about, like, the Brad Marchand return game. But if you're the Bruins, like, that's the Florida Panthers on the other side. So, mm-hmm. And, you know, a lot of the guys played with Marchand, not all of them, right? A lot of new guys, a lot of new blood. But, like, how are you not up for that game? Like, how are you, like, I don't know. I mean,
heavy legs,
I guess.
Scheduled loss.
But, like, on the one hand, like, okay, they fought back. They're down 2-0, we always say. Two-goal lead is the toughest lead to protect in all of hockey. But they're down immediately. Like, before you even sit down, before you even probably get cracked open a beer, they're already down 1-0. So they're playing catch-up the whole time. They go into the third period, they're already down by two. But credit to them, they fought back. And, like, some of it maybe is just this roster. Like, we were talking about it, like, to start the season, you know, and it's just not good. Like, they just don't have a lot of good
16 team Eastern Conference, you know, where they already rank despite tying for the most games played, Keith. So they should be racking up.
They have games out of hand.
Extra points because they have as many as two games out of hand against some of the other teams in the East.
So 16 teams in the East.
Yep.
They just fell to 3-5. They're on a 5-game skid. They would be 12th.
They are 13th. They are ahead of Ottawa.
Oh.
Buffalo and Tampa, all of whom have played fewer games. The Sabres and Lightning have two games in hand. Bruins, two games out of hand against those two teams. So already they're tumbling to the bottom of the conference based on how they lost that game last night.
Yeah.
So you guys can discuss the game, where the Bruins are heading, how long this season's going to be. Again, it's 617-779-7937. Meanwhile, we mentioned the ugly cry from Marchand last night.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
Very emotional, man. I don't know if you have any thoughts on that tribute, which I think we can get to coming
tribute,
up.
Tribute, definitely overrated. People were all fired up about the tribute. It wasn't really all that long either. The standing mm-hmm. ovation was very long, and people seemed to really enjoy Brad Marchand. It was a couple of highlights. Like, all right.
So what I found interesting.
I like the thing with the kid. That was a cute little moment there sure. with the kid.
What I found interesting, before the game, they really had, like, they had the open ready to go. Like, they had a whole produced open for Marchand and his career in Boston. I did love constantly on the broadcast, they're like, isn't it crazy? It's the 16-year anniversary of his debut. I'm like, do you think the Bruins and or the NHL had anything to do with scheduling that game when he debuted? Like, I don't think it's random. You think it's random? He's playing at the Garden on the 16-year anniversary.
What are the chances?
Holy
moly. There is a schedule committee.
Sports
that
are wild.
Together. Yeah, sports are wild.
And so, yeah,
I agree with that.
I don't feel like that was random at all. So
probably
I was amused
not.
By that. They had a whole open produced and ready to go from his debut all the way through winning the Cup in Florida. So they went all out on this production.
Yeah.
And they had a pregame interview that they aired in between periods, Keith. And I don't know if you caught this.
Uh-huh.
But a pregame interview with Ferraro and Monaco, they talked to him. Or maybe it was Steve Levy. I forget if it was the studio team or the play-by-play team. I forget.
Good job by Monaco overall, by the way.
Monaco was great last night.
He was awesome.
I agree. I actually think it was Steve Levy now that I think about it. But they have a whole pre-produced interview ready to go in between periods. And they asked Marchand, Levy asked Marchand, if he had any regrets. Any regrets? About his time in Boston.
Okay.
Eventually, Marchand said this.
Do I wish that, you know, at times, I guess I would say that I think if we went back, I think both sides would have done things differently. I think is how I would say. I think I let my emotions handle some aspects of the negotiations that maybe I would have done differently if I go back, but I wouldn't go back.
Okay. Wouldn't go back. He said,
I would, but I wouldn't.
His emotions got the best of him. He did say his defense specifically in the negotiations.
The negotiations.
But I wondered if that was an homage
to
in
me?
Any way to
tip
a
the cap?
To a Rich Keefe scoop.
No, I think. Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, I think that it's funny. People chirp me and be like, oh, yeah, like, where's the rift? I heard somebody would say that. Like, where's the rift? I'm like, they're not on the same team anymore.
Yeah.
They've moved on.
Former media members. I saw this.
I was going to respond to that guy. But I'm like, what's the point?
Some former media members were chirping you about this. I saw that.
Yeah.
Where's the rift? It's like, what do you mean? He's a Panther.
The same guy that years ago said Cam Neely was going to be the head coach and that the Bruins called our old station and said, don't have that guy on the air anymore. That guy. His name rhymes with Jimmy Murphy. I was like, get out of here.
Where's the rift? He's not a Bruin anymore.
He's not on the team, you idiot. That guy's wrong about everything. Oh, my God. And he's like, he tweeted me multiple times, like, go away. Like, leave it alone. No, but I mean, the Marchand thing, and I think the Bruins, too, like, that was a, how much did you put on Sweeney and Neely versus how much you put on Jacobs? Like, it's a whole thing. And, like, you know, trying to squeeze an extra $1 million, but it wasn't working last year even with them.
No.
You know what I mean? Like, the team that they had last year, they gutted the roster. They traded everybody. Now, they're not in a better spot today.
They still haven't named a replacement captain because of how bad leadership was a year ago.
It was terrible. Yeah. Maybe they have regrets about naming him the captain. Who knows? But they haven't named one yet, even though every time you ask Sturm about David Pastrnak, he's like the best leader of the world. It's like, well, all right, Sturm, maybe make him the captain.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Just don't ask him anything during a timeout at the end of the game because he's hiding in the corner of the bench and Homer Simpsoning his way out of the shot.
Yeah.
So 617-779-7937, your thoughts on Marchand's return, your thoughts on the Bruins and the trajectory of the team. How bad are they going to be? And that loss last night.
Yeah.
How much of that is on Swayman? How bad is the defense in front of him? I mean, Lauri was miserable last night. Minus Lauri, hat tip, Mark and Medford.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Was miserable last night. So there's a lot of blame to go around. We can play that game.
Real quick, I saw somebody in the text line mention Gavin McKenna. So Gavin McKenna is the top prospect. He's like the next dude, right?
Oh, are we tanking?
Yep.
Oh, we are?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, is it a tank if you're bad?
Huh?
Is it really tanking if you're just
Oh, no, you might
bad?
Just lose all these games, but I'm just saying, like, I wonder at what point, and maybe today is the day that you open up the conversation for that.
I should know this. Is there a snappy name for tanking for him? Like I haven't read it. If there is,
do you want to use Gavin or do you want to use McKenna? What makes more sense?
I don't know.
I
bet one already exists.
Oh, I'm sure it does because teams around the league are doing it. But he is supposed to be like the next guy, right? Like I don't know if it's Connor McDavid good, but like he's way, way, way up there. So I don't know. They're pretty bad. And we've experienced it recently with the Patriots. You know, it's a loser's lament, but you can get a great draft pick and it can change your franchise around. We've done it, three times as a Celtics fan? At least three times as a Celtics fan, where you're just like going in rooting for losses. It's been a while, thankfully, with the Celtics, and hopefully we're not going back there anytime soon. Same with the Patriots. Hopefully we're not going back there anytime soon. Doesn't really work the same way with the Red Sox. But for the Bruins, it might be time. It might be Tankathon, update the Tankathon's rankings for the Bruins.
Oh, I got sent Tankathon standings earlier today. They are
Bees?
They are squarely in the mix.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, hang on. If you want them. I just backed out of them.
This guy's supposed to be, like, insane.
He plays at Penn State?
Gavin McKenna?
Yeah.
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
I think
they gave him a ton of money.
Doesn't sound great to me.
Well, he's got to play somewhere.
They are sixth in the tanking standings. Tankathon behind Ottawa, Buffalo, Tampa, San Jose. And Calgary.
I think he's supposed to be the GOAT.
I have a question for Bruins fans, not for Keith, because I know his answer. Are you happy for Marchand in Florida? Or did you want him to kind of toil away at the end of his career and finish as a Bruin? You can discuss again at 617-779-7937. It was getting ugly in the final days here in Boston. He could have come back. There were discussions about him coming back this offseason. Is that what you wanted? Or are you happy for Brad Marchand that he went and got his cup elsewhere? You can weigh in again on a busy, busy Jones and Keefe show. It is a Would You Rather Wednesday. As it is every Wednesday, we'll do some Would You Rathers at 11:30. We have the hashtag Dork Minute at 11:45. Also, every Wednesday at high noon, it's the return of Pure Hoops.
Pure Hoops is back.
With Terp, we're going to do some Celtics season superlatives with Terp. Get a full-on Celtics season preview at high noon. Plus, you'll hear Mike Vrabel at 1 o'clock, as you do most Wednesdays, so stay tuned for that. And at 11. It's the return of Who Said It, Joe Mazzulla, or a serial killer, Ed Gein's version, at 11, so you can play along. We'll tell you how to win tickets to Matt Rife on New Year's Eve at TD Garden a little bit later on.
Real quick, I think we might have the answer.
It's good.
Gagging for Gavin.
Best gag is you're going to get around here.
Nailed it. That's the one. We are gagging for Gavin. We will do whatever it takes. Whatever it takes, Bruins.
Let's get this guy.
We are gagging for
him. All right.
We'll continue with all your feedback. The Marchand tribute. We have thoughts on it right after Trending with Billy.
The coach and the quarterback are heard live here every Patriots Monday. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending Now is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. The Boston Bruins are now losers of 5 in a row after falling 4-3 to the Florida Panthers at the TD Garden last night. In his return to Boston, Brad Marchand had 2 assists in Florida's victory. The Bees are back in action tomorrow night hosting the Anaheim Ducks. Tonight is the Boston Celtics season opener. The Seas host the Philadelphia 76ers. Jaylen Brown is questionable for tonight's game with hamstring tightness. Tip-off at the TD Garden is at 7:30. New England Patriots return to practice today at 2 o'clock. Head coach Mike Vrabel will address the media today at 12:55. You can catch that press conference right here on 93.7. And the World Series between the Los Angeles Dodgers and the Blue Jays will begin on Friday night in Toronto. In the spirit of Halloween, Awaken 180 is offering free consultations all month long. It's scary how easy losing weight can be. Find out if Awaken 180 is right for you and for free. Call to book your free Awaken 180 consultation at 844-346-1800. I'm Billy Lanny. That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low-impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
That was a nice moment last night, wasn't it, Keith?
Beautiful.
Not a dry eye in the house, including Martians.
Yeah.
Some real
tugging at the old heartstrings.
Real Academy Awards ugly cry last night is what that was.
No, that was good. You got the people going. People are excited about it. Nice little video. Some of the highlights.
I mean, I can't stand the guy, but I will say his overall story is one to easily root for. Like a fourth line rat player. And he's always a rat player, but like a fourth line grinder. Then like goes from that. We're like, oh, he's a useful player. But then emerges into one of the best players in hockey on the first line of Team Canada. That doesn't happen. Like, you look at some of the other guys that have played, like, first line Team Canada, it's like number one overall picks, like Sidney Crosby, Connor McDavid. It's guys that came into the league with a ton of, like, high pedigree. Like, how often do you see the guy that scraps to make the team? Now, he did it, he was young. It's not like he was, like, this, like, old player that showed up, whatever. He was young, but...
Oh no, he was an impact player on the fourth line right away.
But did you think he was playing
with Bergeron by the Cup final? I guess what was that, his second year?
Yeah.
And you know, was dominating a game 7 against Vancouver.
But I don't think anybody that watched him play in
2010-2011 was like, oh, this guy's going to score like high 30s and goals and be like one of the best left wingers in hockey. Like that part is pretty crazy. And he comes back. But I mean, I don't think, and maybe people don't care, but like he did choose to go to Florida. And I feel like people held it against Ray Allen for going to the Miami Heat.
But people, you know? But people loved Ray Bourque for going elsewhere and winning a cup.
Yeah, but that's different because Ray Bourque had never won a cup, and it was like he wasn't going to win one here. And then it was like he almost got like the blessing from everybody to be like, go and win. And Ray Bourque, Colorado was not a rival of yours.
Was getting stiffed on contracts left and right by the Bruins. So, no, it's not a perfect
analogy. Because he had already won a cup, just like Ray Allen had already won a title. So you almost get the ring chasing. I think there's two things most fans can kind of wrap their heads around. Ring chasing and money chasing. Right? Like some people, I guess maybe some fans will hold that against them. But I don't. I'm like, go get the most money you can possibly get. And Marchand also felt like he couldn't get the most money that he deserved here. He was kind of hitting a brick wall when it came to the negotiations there. So he wanted to go somewhere else. But he went to the place that was the best for him. And the Bruins did give him a service. They helped him out by letting him go to Florida.
Well, letting him go. I mean, he had no movement clause, so he could control quite a bit of that.
Was it every single team?
No, I think it was. I don't
but
recall.
Yeah, maybe the
teams
are
trading
for him.
But
so, yeah.
I think he had a good amount of leverage, as most of these players do. Yeah. That's not unique to him. But you're right. You talk about a guy who came in as was he a third round pick, 71st overall, and he was a productive junior player coming up. So I think a lot of that was height related, right? Yeah. Like he had good skill and good production in juniors, but he's listed at 5'9". There's no way he's 5'9".
No.
And so he's tiny. He's a third round pick. He comes in as a fourth round player and almost immediately he's making an impact.
Oh, he scored 20 goals
on a cup winner. He dominates a game 7 against Vancouver in Vancouver. And you know, he's a no doubt hockey Hall of Famer who, when you break it all down, he's going to have a better career than Bergeron. Who people love.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to have a better career, and maybe not all entirely in Boston, but he's going to have a better career and will be a better player than Patrice Bergeron.
Value the Selke Award?
No, and I don't. Okay. I'd rather have heart votes, which Marchand had many, many more of as an MVP than just a guy who plays good in his own zone. And Marchand got Selke votes. I think this gets lost all the time. But, you know, Bergeron won Selkies and won a lot of them. But Marchand got Selke. It's not like Marchand was a bad player in his own zone. He was a good two-way player.
Oh, he's great. He's penalty kill, all that stuff.
And he was a high-end player.
Do you know who has more career goals?
Well, I would guess because you're asking Bergeron.
Trick question. They have the same number of goals.
How about that?
Oh.
How about that?
What a trivia question. Yeah, so obviously Marchand will end his career with more goals. They both have a lot of that Team Canada stuff. Yeah, they're both no doubt Hall of Famers. They're both going to be no doubt number in the rafters. And I don't know if they'll plan that around the same time or how they'll want to stagger that. Whatever. That's a decision for somebody else at a later time.
They were all out to dinner the other night.
I heard about that. They're probably talking about it.
Pasta didn't get the invite, but they were all out to dinner the other night, at least on Sunday. And I kid because Pasternak was still on his way back from Salt Lake or wherever they are. I don't know if they had an opportunity to catch up on Monday night or any other time, but it sounded like a nice dinner the other day.
But like, how many players that left the Boston team did you still really, really root for? And I think it's a few. Like, I mean, for me, like Paul Pierce, like I love Paul Pierce so much. He was like, the team was bad. They actually ended up winning that trade famously so. And he went to the Nets and like, obviously not a great place for him to go, but it wasn't like the Knicks. And I was still like rooting for him. And like that fell off a cliff pretty quickly. Like he wasn't very good very long, but I still always wanted him to do well.
Yeah, I think Pierce is a good one.
Tom Brady.
Bourque is definitely one. Yeah, Bourque. Brady is one. I don't know if it was everybody.
I don't think it was.
A lot of the Bill people.
For sure.
And they took big, giant L's.
They're Homer Simpson into the tree right now.
A lot of the Bill people weren't. But I think a lot of people around here rooted for Brady.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure there's more on the list. But I mean, Marchand is on that list. You're right.
But Marchand.
I know you're not in that group.
Oh, yeah. No, not for me at all.
But I do think a lot of Bruins fans feel
Gronk,
that way about him.
Gronk and Brady.
Yeah, maybe. I think if
Brady was easier than Gronk.
I think if Gronk just went somewhere else, no one would have rooted for him. I think because he was with Brady. I mean, that's what I think. Who knows, but that's what I think.
But I think the tricky part is because like Marchand played for the Bruins for so long, but then it was because it was such a – it wasn't even like an end of season, like, hey, we're parting ways kind of thing. It was like, oh, we're trading you at the deadline to the team that has really become their rival. It's really not Montreal. I know like the history would suggest it is, but it's really more Florida.
Yeah, I mean, modern day, Florida, who have you had more bad blood with and played in the Stanley Cup playoffs? Yeah, Florida.
But you send them there, then they win a cup. So like that part's bad. Again, that's why I keep mentioning like Ray Allen, because when like beloved players like Ty Law and some of the others, they left, they went somewhere else, and it's like, it's not the same like head-to-head.
No.
And like when Johnny Damon or Jacoby Ellsbury went to the Yankees, nobody liked them. Nobody liked those either player.
Well, no one cared about Ellsbury, but people didn't like Damon.
Ellsbury was left with sort of a shrug, but when Damon left, that was still at the height of like the Red Sox-Yankee thing, and it wasn't like, oh, I remember all those cool hits and the beard he had? It was like, no, screw that guy.
Mookie?
Oh, yeah, I do root for Mookie. That's a good one.
That is a good one.
Yeah, that's definitely a good one.
Pedro, I feel like it took a while. Pedro on the Mets, I wasn't rooting for, but when Pedro pitched in that World Series with the Phillies,
yeah,
that was against the Yankees.
Yeah,
though,
he was
right?
the guy I was rooting for.
Maybe that makes sense.
Oh, Manny Ramirez, we went to the Dodgers. I was rooting for him like crazy.
Oh,
and he was awesome. I don't think he ever got out that year.
Billy, I think, was pulling for Jason Bay that year, if I remember correctly. I think is what you were doing.
I rooted for Nomar on the Cubs.
Oh, yeah, well.
Nomar, yeah, that's a good one.
That is a good one.
So there are. I mean, there definitely are some.
Look, but Marchand's on that
Pierce
list.
Pierce and KG.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely those guys.
So look, you guys can jump in on this. 617-779-7937. Lost in the Marchand tribute is how crappy the Bruins are. And
they're not good.
I think Swayman, like, Peak is just unlucky. I don't know how that thing ping-ponged in from way out below the circles into the net. That's unlucky. But, like, throw him on the list, I guess. Swayman, I think, gave up on that goal. Like,
so
gave up.
That's frustrating.
He thought he got beat when it hit the post. He stood up like he got beat. He never got back into the play. I think Swayman gave up on that goal. And minus Lorai was horrible last night. Two goals where he was just bullied off the puck.
Yeah.
And he's just too, his little baby boy body couldn't handle it. And he got bullied off the puck. And he's too weak on the puck in his own zone on the second goal that he was involved in. The first one, you know, he got out muscled in the same way.
They have 3.5 good players, right?
And who's the half?
I like Geeky.
Oh, okay, fine.
Geeky's pretty good.
It's not Who's Not Dinoff?
No, it's not Who's Not Dinoff. I think it's Geeky.
It's not Fraser, Don't Call Him Niles.
It's not him.
Okay.
But like Swayman's one of the guys I include on that list. So if you don't get a great night out of Swayman. Like,
oh, and they haven't since his first two games. He's been dog crap.
Then it's almost impossible to lose. It's almost impossible to win. And because Florida hasn't been playing great this year. Florida's been pretty bad. They went in, I think it was the same record as the Bruins last night. So. And it was a game where you dug yourself a hole, but then you came back. But then to lose it the way that they did is just demoralizing. And I don't even know how much of it is strictly like an effort thing. Like, they're just not very good.
No.
Like, the talent's bad.
And I'm almost ready to already mail it in and say I lost on Swayman bounce back because it's miserable.
May not be.
I'm not quite there yet, but it's probably going to be a loss. I know you like to look this up, Keith.
I like where he ranks the goals against.
Are you looking it up? Don't,
yeah.
Don't look. Don't
I
look.
Have it. Oh,
you,
sorry.
Oh, you have it.
It's low. Have you seen it yet?
I have it.
Oh, okay.
What do you think it is?
I think it's 36th goals against and 27th save percentage.
Wow,
there are 32 teams.
Those are good guesses.
There are 32 teams. He is outside the top 32 in goals allowed average.
Already we're back here with this guy.
He needs to be awesome for them to have a chance. So if he's
where is he in save percentage? Because like you guys said, the talent's horrible.
27. Yeah, well, okay, that was a guess. Oh, is it 27?
27 is my guess.
That's
your
guess?
Yeah, that's my guess, yeah.
Same guess. Yeah. But like if he's not going to be incredible this year, then you have no chance. Then you might as well pivot to Gavin McKenna. You might as well.
What are we calling that again?
Gaggin for Gavin.
Nice.
I don't know if that's going to catch on or not.
617-779-7937.
Best gag is you're going to get around here.
93.7. We will have a lot on the show related to Brad Marchand. We have Pure Hoops with Terp at high noon. It's the return of Joe Mazzulla or a serial killer. Who said it? Ed Gein's version. That'll be at 11 o'clock. You'll have an opportunity to win tickets to see Matt Rife on New Year's Eve at TD Garden. We'll tell you how to do that coming up. Plus, we have some Patriots thoughts as well. Are the Patriots getting, Keith, enough respect at the national level? I know Curran's a little bothered at the lack of respect they're getting, although he doesn't seem to be giving Drake May a lot of respect. Are they getting enough respect at the national level?
They don't know what the f*** they're doing. Do you understand that?
We'll get to that.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. and it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low-impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com, code FIT.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Your phone calls next. Colin Cowherd counts down his top 10 every week. I like that he has the Patriots 10th. I feel like that's about right.
That's respectable.
I didn't like that he said they look like a one and done team. Like, how dare you?
Let's give him a little more than that.
How dare you?
But one, though.
Yeah.
Well, means you're in there.
You're in there. Good
you're
point.
In there. That's a big step up from where they were.
I think
people
I saw.
People weren't putting them in the playoffs before.
Well.
We famously were.
Yeah, we
but
were.
Not everybody.
I had 9 wins. You had 10.
Credit, I had 10.
Credit to you. You were higher on them than me.
I'm the man. It's probably going to be more like 12.
You had me outflanked. I tried to outflank you the other way.
Couldn't do it.
Instead, I was beat couldn't on the it. High end. We both had him in the playoffs, so touche. But Cowherd on board has the Patriots number 10. I think I saw Brady has him up to 8. I would have played Brady.
8
but,
wins?
No, 8 in his power rankings. In
like
his top
8
10.
8 wins? Yeah.
Brady's countdown's not as entertaining as some of these other people. He just kind of reads the teams and then hits you with like an awkward curse that's mistimed and doesn't feel natural for some reason.
Better on air, Tom Brady or Michael Jordan? Better on air.
I actually
MJ.
I missed the Jordan interview last night. I read about it. I missed that interview.
Yeah,
was it no good?
No, I mean, I don't think it's really his strong
suit. Was he smoking a cigar and sipping like a cognac? What was he doing?
I don't know if he had a cigar going there, but I don't know if it's cool to have him a part of it.
Yeah.
But I don't know if it's necessarily his strong suit. But, I think there's a lot of teams jumbled together. We were going through, and especially we've been so focused on the AFC. But if you look at the NFC, there's a bunch of those teams that are 5-2. You could have 4 different people say who they think the best team is in the NFC. So even being 8th in the league is pretty good. I mean, there's 16 playoff teams. Or no, there's 14 playoff teams. So, like, that's good. That's like firmly in there.
I think most of the power rankings I've seen have the Patriots in the top 10. I think that's right. Even if they're 10th, where Cowherd had them, I think that's right. So you guys can discuss, are they getting enough respect at the national level? 617-779-7937. A reminder, Football Talk on WEEI, presented by Paramount+. Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+. Plus. Watch your local game live every Sunday, all season long. Just visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL. to get started today. Coming up about 10 minutes from now, It is another edition of Who Said It? Joe Mazzulla or a Serial Killer, Ed Gein's version. You're going to have an opportunity to win a pair of tickets to see Matt Rife
at TD Garden on New Year's Eve.
Woo!
So we'll be doing that coming up in just a moment. We'll tell you how to win those or have an opportunity to win those at any point. So go nowhere. Meanwhile, we have another comp for Drake May. You want this one?
Yeah,
you want this one?
Yeah, please.
This is a historic comp, not a current player.
Ooh, historic.
Historic comp from Dan Orlovsky, who famously said he wouldn't play Drake May for 2 years.
No.
He would sit him for 2 years, is what Dan Orlovsky said.
I think, what did he say? He's like, you couldn't pay me all the money in the world to play him? Ooh. He had some like weird kind of cat. Like,
was that him or was that Merrill Hodge had a real freezing cold take on Drake May, too?
Drake May will get you fired.
Oh, there you go.
No. Merrill Hodge was like, don't draft him. He's horrible. Orlovsky liked him, but he was like, you cannot play him.
Don't.
You can't play him for all the money in the world.
You don't want him to win the MVP and make the playoffs in year two. Sit so he can really be ready for year three.
Yeah.
So Dan Orlovsky, very trustworthy on this, but he had an interesting comp kind of out of nowhere for Drake May. Tell me what you think of this.
I think the thing that stands out the most about Drake right now is watching him, it's like watching young Ben Roethlisberger.
Mm.
Because here's the thing. So often he sheds off that arm tackler, that in the pocket
he's
shove.
A big dude.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And I think you're realizing, you know, when he was coming out of school, how important that frame was. And then some of those wow throws, like Ben would make throws like that you're just like, good God, how did you make that one into that window or place it there? But his ability to kind of shed off the tackle.
Okay.
So I kind of hate it. So if you remember his
second. You don't
like
it. No. That's a Hall of Fame quarterback.
Yeah,
right?
His second year in the league, he got carried Weekend at Bernie style to a Super Bowl. Antoine Randall-L threw a touchdown pass. He did not in the Super Bowl. He was terrible.
Different league.
His third year in the league, he threw 23 interceptions.
Yeah, that's not
which
great.
Led the league. Roethlisberger didn't really get good until much later where they went from the like Jerome Bettis, Willie Parker, Bill Cowher Steelers, and then like Tomlin took over, and then it even took Tomlin a few years to be like, oh, we have Antonio Brown? We draft all these great receivers? Let's chuck it. Let's even throw it to Le'Veon Bell. So Roethlisberger...
Yeah, and Roethlisberger had some crazy yardage seasons late in his career, right?
Yeah, he had a 5,000 yarder when he was 36.
You. Thank you.
So when he was 20, when he was 24, he threw for 3,500 yards and more picks than touchdowns. And so he's big, right? Big Ben Roethlisberger. He took a lot of hits, which I hope Drake May doesn't take as many hits as Roethlisberger does. So, I mean,
I think it's a flattering comp, though. That's a Pro Football Hall of Famer where Bill will maybe soon join him after he made the cut yesterday. But I think that's like, I don't know, Josh Allen or Ben Roethlisberger. Like, what's a more flattering comp?
Josh Allen's a much better comp.
You think so?
Well, I think it also makes more sense because it's not like, oh, what kind of career do you want? If you're like, oh, two Super Bowls and in the playoffs all the time, great. But you could also say Peyton Manning was that. I'm not going to compare him to Peyton Manning. Drake May had...
Roethlisberger moved well and was big and, you know,
How about this for a stat?
He wasn't Lamar Jackson or even Josh Allen as a runner, but he was a mobile quarterback.
Drake May ran for nearly as many yards Sunday as Ben Roethlisberger did in 2005.
Couldn't pay me enough to start Drake May.
Okay.
So he didn't really run much. He was just good at avoiding sacks because he was so big. His career...
You're telling me he never ran?
His career high in a single season was 200 yards.
Yeah, so that is low. But he moved.
And that rarely happened.
But you watched him. He moved well. And he was a guy who, like.
No, but Drake May should run. Ben Roethlisberger shouldn't run, but he would if he had to. And, like, he could pick up a first down. I think what people remember is, like, tacklers bouncing off of him and him keeping a play alive and maybe throwing it, where, like, he didn't run a lot. And I don't like the comp at all, actually.
That is more Cam. Like, I hate it. That is more Cam, and that is more Josh Allen. I mean, defenders aren't really bouncing off Drake May. Drake May, in fact, is kind of bouncing off them and then bouncing his head
bouncing
off the turf.
Off the ground, painfully so.
No.
So I think they're two different things. If you're like, hey, the career and like the Pro Bowls, the Super Bowl appearances, the Super Bowl wins, sign me up. I'll take that. But just like his playing style, no, I don't think so.
All right, keep us
his
out.
His third year in the league, he completed under 60% of his passes.
Yeah, but again,
different league, I guess.
Mean, completely different league, yeah.
Well, I mean, it's not like he compared him to Dan Fouts.
No, but I'm saying it's 20 years ago.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't...
Sonny Jurgensen.
I don't know that offenses were quite the same, but fine. All right, Keith doesn't like that from Orlovsky.
Nope.
You can discuss 617-779-7937. That is your phone number for Jones and Keith. That is also your phone number to line up right now.
Here we go.
For your chance to win two tickets to see Matt Rife at TD Garden. If you can correctly answer three consecutive questions in Who Said It, Joe Mazzulla or a serial killer, Ed Gein's version. We've done this before.
So
you should
line
be familiar
it up.
With it.
Line but yeah, it up.
Line up on the phones if you want to win tickets to see Matt Rife, 617-779-7937. we're going to go through. You might have multiple people getting a crack at this, Keith. It might just be the first guy comes in and gets them all right. We're going to see.
Right, so stay on deck. So if you're not the first person, that person might be out in a blink of an eye.
Stay on deck.
Load them up.
Get in there with Joe Mazzulla and the Celtics back tonight. We thought it'd be a good time to dust off Joe Mazzulla or a serial killer, Ed Gein's version. Your chance to win two tickets to see Matt Rife at TD Garden coming up.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.